Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome. Marks and Reese, Thursday. Football Friday tomorrow. We'll be live at the Army-Navy Radio Row with a shorted guest, football guest. It's going to be a lot of fun. But for today, Ikey, what is up, man? John Marks and Ike Reese.
What's up there, Johnny Marks?
Oh, man, you know.
Beautiful day in the neighborhood out there.
It is.
Look at that.
Chilly, but a beautiful.
Well, it is December.
It is. It is December. Yes, it is. It is. But it was cold this morning.
It was.
And I have two young kids that hate getting into their car seats with jackets on. So it's for me, it's an everyday fight. Tonight, the 76ers are in Boston against the Celtics. Another 8 o'clock start, Jack. You know, they're making me stay up again. This is three times this week.
What a tough week for you.
Oh, my God.
Oh, another national game.
Yeah.
Oh, TNT tonight. Was that TNT the other night?
It was. Yeah. Yes, it was.
Okay.
Thursday
night. I think it is TNT.
Yeah. Well, I mean, even if it's Zoom off, I have to wait till 8 o'clock for the game to start, which means I'm not going to bed till late. But normally, this would be... Like, in my youth, Ike, this was the rivalry. And, you know, the Cowboys and the Eagles has always been kind of a one-sided rivalry, but the vitriol towards the Cowboys, I think that's more because it's the Cowboys than an – I mean, it's a rival, sure. Mm-hmm. And we'll talk about that in a second. But the Celtics and the 76ers in the 80s, that was it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That was it. I mean, Doc and Bird were choking each other out on the court, and they to this day they won't discuss what it was about. And a lot of people think it has nothing to do with basketball. So, I mean, that was the battles between Bird and the Celtics and the 76ers and game sevens, losing game sevens, beat L.A. They finally get over the top. They beat the Celtics. They beat the Lakers. That was the rivalry. It really was.
Yeah. I mean, that's how I began to love basketball was the, you know, back in those days. Now, obviously, as a kid, I didn't realize this, but when you watch some of the documentaries, and I think the one ESPN documentary they had on the rivalry between the Lakers and Celtics and how the NBA sort of built the league around the rivalry. And how they would show those two teams every Sunday.
It was the Bird Magic documentary where Magic shows up to the Converse commercial shoot and Larry Bird wouldn't even talk to him.
So that's how I grew up on being brainwashed by that, you know, not having a basketball team in my own city. And we didn't get Cleveland Cavalier games back in the 80s, early 80s.
Yeah,
so my introduction to basketball was Laker basketball versus Celtic basketball in the teams that were playing them. When the Sixers would play the Lakers, right? When the Sixers would play the Celtics, you know? That's how I grew up loving the game of basketball. It was due to rivalries. The same thing in football.
Rivalries, yeah.
It was due to rivalries, right? And same thing in baseball. It was due to rivalries. I didn't necessarily grow up a hockey fan, but you still knew about rivalries.
That was sports.
That's what made me a sports fan. College, same thing. It was the same thing for me in college. Going to Michigan State on my visit, one of the first things they told me, that team in blue and yellow, we don't bleep with. Right?
Yep.
And then we don't wear those colors. So, you know, my whole love and passion for sports and being a sports fan was really originated by rivalries. And sitting here today, and with the Celtics and the Sixers getting ready to play tonight, that's probably the biggest thing that saddens me as a sports fan about sports today, right? It's still alive in the college sports, you know.
It's as alive as ever in college, sure.
It's still alive in college sports, but in pro sports, I don't know if it's free agency. I don't know if it's money. I don't know if it's fantasy sports, whatever it is.
So you really miss it.
It's not true. It's not true. And I think, quite frankly, when the games happen that have a past or a history of being a great rivalry, you almost get a contrived feeling from the fan base that really doesn't seem authentic.
Like today, we could do the show that this is a really big rivalry, and let's talk about famous moments from the Celtics and the Sixers, and I think people would like it.
By the way, the type of shows that turned me on to WIP.
Right, exactly. Yeah. But that, I mean, and that was 20 years ago.
20 years ago, yeah.
And I think there's a lot of people out there listening to us right now that grew up and lived those rivalries that would love it. Like me, I would love it. I would love to hear stories from people that were in that rivalry, right? But the Jack Fritzes of the world, he doesn't understand. And
but I wish I understood.
You do. You wish that there was a rivalry. But I mean, maybe we're wrong. If you're a diehard Sixer fan out there listening, you're probably going to say, "Oh yeah, I hate the Celtics. That's a great rivalry." But to an average Philadelphia sports fan, is that even really a rivalry anymore? And it's not because, the Celtics have been so good and the Sixers have been so bad. No, they've pretty much been at the same level the last few years. The Celtics beat the Sixers out of the playoffs 2 years ago, right? To where they really kind of, like, they wanted it more and they kicked the Sixers' ass. And the Sixers now, the Celtics now, they're both, Sixers are 18-7, Celtics are 17-6. They're going up to Boston, right? I mean, are people really pumped up for the game tonight? Do people really have that vitriol? My cousin Chris showed up to a family barbecue maybe 10, 15 years ago now, probably 15 years ago now, in a Paul Pierce jersey. Not because he was a Celtic fan, because it matched his shoes or something like that. It was a fashion statement. And I looked at him and said, what are you doing?
Right.
Are you showing up in a Celtic jersey? Like you've got to be kidding me, right? And it would still bother me today, but not like it did then. Right, like I'm just desensitized to realize that it's just that's over.
Well, that's the one thing that I'm saddened as a parent, right? As a parent, you know, my kids love sports, you know, especially my son. He certainly loves football, but he's not into it like I would want him to be into it. Certainly doesn't hate the Giants like I tried to raise him to hate the Giants and the Cowboys. The Celtics, right? I've tried to raise him to hate these teams. He doesn't hate these teams. He likes players, right? You know,
yes,
I'm trying to get him to hate the Giants, and he wants a damn Odell Beckham Jr. jersey for Christmas. That was back when Odell had the blonde hair. He made the catch.
That was back then.
So, you know, it's hard to even get kids to understand what a true rivalry is and how you should hate the Boston Celtics or the New York Knicks, the Dallas Cowboys, the New York Giants, right? The New York Mets, the Pittsburgh Penguins. Like, these are the teams that you should hate growing up as a sports fan around here.
Hate.
But this generation does not hate those fan bases or those sports teams the way it should. And I don't know why it's that way, but that's the thing that...
But you're acknowledging it is that way.
Oh, there's no doubt about it.
Yeah, I agree.
There's no doubt about it's that way. No doubt about it. And I don't know if it's ever going back to the way it was.
But you know what
You know, like, as we get older and we start to die off, right?
Which is right.
Yeah, as we get older, you know, these sports fans will not have grown up hating the Cowboys for a decade. Right, they may hate them right now because they're the best team right now, but they don't have time to spend hating on the Redskins or the Giants,
not
or the Celtics.
My father's generation, or those guys. Right.
And here's the other thing: the players and the coaches don't stay in place long enough for you to develop that hate.
It's a good point,
right? Like I'm pretty sure you guys hated going up against a Tony Dorsett, or when Emmitt and those guys was running in the 90s.
Hated them,
right? You know, I grew up hating Bernie Kosar and Frank Minifield and Ernest Biner and
Kevin Mack,
right? And Marty Schottenheimer.
Oh, I hated him too, but you know,
AFC Central,
annoying.
Warren Moon, the Pittsburgh Steelers, the Houston Oilers, and the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Not good rivalry.
Yeah.
You know what though? Like, here's where I stand. 888-729-9494. We kind of acknowledge that it changed.
And as a Dolphin fan, I hated the Buffalo Bills.
Do you disagree? Yeah, the Jets.
Yeah.
Right? They were big rivals.
The Jets, yep.
We almost, I think the three of us collectively agree that it's changed, right? At least for some of us. But maybe you disagree. Maybe you still have the same hate for these teams. I just, you know, like, I grew up like you, where the rivalries meant everything. The rivalries meant everything. That Dallas Cowboys game growing up, especially when it was Emmitt and those guys, that game meant everything. Mm-hmm. Because you knew they weren't winning the Super Bowl, and Dallas probably was. But if you could get them and beat them, at least you knew, like, hey, listen, we're still good. Yeah, they might win the Super Bowl. We're still a good team. We're tough.
And we need a good mixture of callers from an age standpoint.
Yes. The right. Millennial Jack Fritzes, some of our older callers, yeah. guys that are Gen X's or Gen Y's.
I know these fantasy sports guys don't have the same.
Fantasy
hate.
Sports is obviously.
Oh man, it's ruined it, man.
But here's one rivalry in Philadelphia that I think
I'm drafting Saquon Barkley you know what I'm saying? Like if he's there.
Yeah, I take Cowboys all the time.
Ezekiel Elliott.
I make business decisions, right?
Yes.
I don't play with my heart. There's a lot of people out there that hate when people, but I listen. I'm trying to win my league, man. 888-729-9494. But I guess the question is, do you miss it? Mm-hmm. Right? And when we look back, like, I do miss it.
I certainly miss it.
I miss because, you know what? That's my childhood, man. That's when I grew up. But you know what? I don't want it to be like that
yeah,
anymore.
I got to, as a former athlete, former player, this includes college as well, those were the most memorable games for me. The games against Michigan, right? Even though we aren't their biggest rival, they're our biggest rival.
Right.
You know what I mean? So
kind of like the Eagles and the Cowboys.
Yeah, it's okay. You know what I mean? So that was playing in those games are my most memorable games. Those are the games that stick with you the most. Playing the Giants, you know, now the Cowboys being a rivalry, I always remember that was Andy's first win, you know, was against the Cowboys. My first experience on Monday night was a beatdown to the Cowboys. You know, when we turned around that era at the beginning in 2000, the pickle juice game was against the Cowboys. The miracle in the Meadowlands against the Giants. Ended a 9-game losing streak to the Giants on Monday Night Football.
Those games were bloodbaths
with
the Giants.
Man, yes. So those are the games that stick with me the most. Those are, you know, playing obviously the Patriots, but those guys weren't in our division. The Redskins weren't the same as the other two teams during the time that I played here. So, man, those were the games that you lived for.
Yes.
Those were the games you lived for.
Well,
rivalry games. And it's gone.
It's gone.
It is. Now, we can act like it's still here, but it's not.
It's not really here. With some of us, we still try to carry it on, but even the ones that want to carry it on, it's not the same. It's not the same. For a week with Dallas or 2 weeks for Dallas every year, like next week, Eagles beat the Redskins.
It'll be juice next week.
It's going to be crazy
next
week.
Yeah, it's going to be juice next week.
It is. It's going to be crazy next week. But, I mean, just like the Sixers and Celtics tonight, I feel no juice at all. And you know what we tried to do to get people juiced up? Brian Scalabrine, if you're talking about a Celtic, he's got red hair and he's white. That's the exact Celtic that you would think about and you would hate, at least for me growing up, a Greg Kite. You know
Greg
what I mean?
Kite, I remember Greg
Kite. The whole team was a bunch of white guys
Sheesting.
That you hated. Yeah, Jerry Sheesting, oh my God. They choke him out. Freaking Joe Klein.
Yeah,
right?
Joe Klein,
Steph,
yeah.
Bill Walton late in his career laying on the freaking baseline because his back was broken.
Oh, man.
You know, that's what I'm saying. I hate those teams. I could fight somebody right now just talking about Greg Kite or Joe Klein. I hate Joe Klein still. So we brought Scalabrine on. He's another guy that we can yell and scream at. But we'll talk about that with him. That's coming up at 3 o'clock.
Let's do that.
888-729-9494. It's Marks and Reese. We start with your phone calls coming up next. We have an eagle and an envelope again at 525 for your chance to win that great honorary captain Eagles game ticket grand prize that we have. That's all coming up. Let's get started with you next. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Don't go anywhere. Let's talk DraftKings for a second, right? Officially available in Pennsylvania, folks. And as the trusted leader in daily fantasy, they've brought their expertise to legal sports betting and is already America's top-rated sportsbook app. And there's a lot going on this week. You want to take advantage of the convenience to bet wherever, whenever with the DraftKings Sportsbook app. And it's so easy to use. You can deposit, place bets, and withdraw in a matter of seconds. So if you're already betting in Pennsylvania, and maybe you've been betting with another book, take advantage of DraftKings' great sign-up offer. You get a free bet just for signing up. So go to DraftKings.com/Philly right now for a limited time. All new users can get a free bet on sign-up. Plus, when you make your first bet, you can get a risk-free bet up to $500. Don't forget, sign up at DraftKings.com/Philly to place your first bet, and you can get a risk-free bet up to $500. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Marks and Reese, we are back. Brian Scalabrine of the Celtics. Well, now he's really a Radio.com NBA insider, and he does a bunch of other NBA stuff. Good analyst. He's going to join us at 3 o'clock, talk about the rivalry, talk about the game tonight. Talk about Joel Embiid, too. That's where I want to really kind of go first when you actually get in the context. Yesterday's show, we talked a lot about Embiid, and I'm even more annoyed today than I was yesterday at him just because I thought about it again, and it's just like, what is wrong with this dude? Like, seriously, this isn't that difficult. Just stop acting like a child and go out there and play. The Sixers don't care what you're like. You have social media, and that you're a bit of a, you know, a hothead and a hotshot or whatever. But like, you got to get better at it, man. Grow up. And he's making it this whole other thing. So we got Scalabrine coming up at 3 o'clock. Let's go to the phones. We have Robert in Washington Township. Hi, Robert. How are you?
How you guys? I'm doing great, guys. How you guys doing?
Good, man.
What's
good
up,
to talk
Robert?
To you.
Hey, I have this rivalry against Boston that's been with me since the 60s. I'm one of those okay boomer guys, right?
Mm-hmm.
And since the 60s, I remember watching the Philadelphia Warriors never could get over the hump against the Boston Celtics, who won it every year. We had Chamberlain. They had Russell. We had Cunningham, Chet Walker. They had the Jones boys, Ondo Havlicek. And one year we finally got past them, but I couldn't stand the Celtics. So tonight I'm really looking forward to the game. And the wife hits me with, don't forget the school play tonight for Christmas. I'm like, the what? The school play for Christmas? So I'm going to have to tape it, and hopefully that thing's over by 8 o'clock so I can get home and watch the game because I'm ready.
Oh, man. You know? Yeah, I mean, Robert, so like you said, for you, this has been going on for going on 50 years, right? So I would expect that you would have the same feeling for it. But it just doesn't seem in general that rivalries are the same. Mm-hmm. With younger fans, even with guys our age, like we're in our 40s.
Yeah, I mean, I think we may be the last generation that values the rivalries. And listen, I won't exclude the young folks out there, the 30 and under. But, I mean, it just doesn't feel like, A, the rivalry thing is still there, and B, how about having the majority of the population in the city, in the area where you are, rooting for that team in that area? This is probably an era of sports fandom that has been spread so thin, meaning that there's probably more now than ever, more fans that don't actually live in the cities.
Because they have access wherever they go.
Right. Yeah. So you become a fan of a team just because it could be because of the colors. It could be because of a certain player you liked in college. It could be because of that team is always winning, so you want to associate yourself with the winner. Like, it used to be most of the time where I grew up, the area I grew up at, those are the teams that I'm a fan of.
Sure.
Yeah, I don't really think that doesn't apply to being a fan as a prerequisite.
Because think about it. We probably have hundreds of people right now listening on the radio.com app, mm-hmm, that have no association to this area at all other than they're big Eagles fans, so they listen to the station. They probably come in for games and things like that.
And we probably picked up a lot of fans 2 years ago.
Super Bowl.
And you almost pick up more fans when you beat the Patriots.
You do.
Right? Because everybody hates the Patriots.
And like in the 80s, Randall became that guy to where people nationally were drawn to Randall Cunningham because of the type of player that he was, kind of a first of his kind. Barry Sanders. I was a Lions fan for a while because it's a team that
Me
I like because of Barry Sanders.
Yes.
Let's go to Malik in Mount Airy. Malik, how are you?
I wasn't a Lions fan. I was a Barry Sanders.
Right.
I'm a Eagles fan diehard. I'm a Sixers fan diehard. And here's the thing. What I've learned over the years is, like you said, what kind of muddy the waters was fantasy football and the hot stove leagues where I'm a fan of, say, like you said, your son is a fan of Odell Beckham.
Right.
He don't like the Giants.
No.
He's not a fan. He's not an Eagles. He's an Eagles fan because my dad's an Eagles fan, but mm-hmm, he doesn't have that hatred that you grew up with.
Where right.
Sunday, it was not just Cowboys Sunday. It was Cowboys week. And I grew up in the era of Bird versus Doc, where I was watching the game when they went to blows.
Mm.
And I was happy because I saw Larry Bird got his nose busted. And I was really excited because I didn't even understand that we still lost the game, but we won that fight. So it was always a fight. It was always, you know what? We beat the Celtics. I didn't know at the time we got our butts whooped, but we beat the Celtics.
Right.
And it's always, I grew up in that era of, you know what? I love to see Reggie White come around that corner and hit Phil Simms very, very hard, and the ball comes flying out, and I see Wes Hopkins or Byron Evans or Seth Joyner or one of them pick the ball up and they running towards the end zone. I grew up in that area. I mm-hmm. see it. So that anger that I seen Reggie White when we the body bag game. I seen when we went down to Washington and beat the snot out of them. I love those games. I remember the game where Randall Cunningham, they went back and forth. He scored like 40 points against Chris Carter, and Mike Quick caught the same ball in the back of the end zone. I watched that game. That's how you grow up loving, learning that you have to beat these teams. A lot of now, if I like Odell Beckham, he's a Giants fan, if he catch that ball, I'm happy that he succeeded.
I get fantasy points for it. Players are different, too.
Or because you like a certain player, you're happy because he succeeded. That's my guy.
That's your son. Your son likes play. The younger generation likes players.
Yes.
Not teams as much.
Yeah, well, he's an Eagles fan, but he's spread thin because he wants to see this guy play. He likes Pat Mahomes. He likes this guy.
Right.
He's asking me, what's wrong with the Bronco, Dad?
Is he really?
Yeah, he almost...
Is he not in the LTBB?
Listen, he almost got hit with a two-piece on the way to school the other day, man.
Why? What did he say? Just questioning Carson?
Yeah. It was after that Seattle's game, man. He was down.
Yeah. Yep. Could you imagine that?
You know what it is.
If the Bronco leader was out there.
Listen, no, he's catching heat, man, at school. That's all that is, man.
So is that what it is?
When the kids,
are they picking on you? Like the kids picking on you?
No, what happens is when you go in, as a youngster, and he's a Carson Wentz fan. He's got his chest out about Carson Wentz. Then when Carson isn't playing well, these kids whose dads are haters, you know, they're listening to their dad's sports talk and their commentary about Carson. So then you go to school the next day, and then there is the sports debate.
They're having their show at school.
Yes.
And you know, there's people out there like Wade and Chester that would send his kid directly for your kid because he knows.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's there.
That's funny.
I told you, man, listen, being in the LTBB community is not for the faint of heart, man. Either you in.
It's not for Fritz, that's for sure.
Yeah, you know, I told him, man. Toughen up.
Malik talking about Larry Bird, nothing made me happier than when Doc grabbed him by the throat. Seriously, Larry Bird also felt the same way about us as we did about them.
Yeah.
They were nasty players,
yes.
Right? Danny Ainge was a dirty, nasty player. DJ Dennis Johnson was a dirty, nasty player.
Listen, the players hated each other in Ainge,
hated
man.
Each other.
Yeah.
Hated each other.
Yeah.
And those guys in particular, the players don't hate each other anymore. Maybe
no.
Joel hates Andre Drummond or Whiteside or something.
Right.
But, I mean, the players don't hate each other anymore.
Yeah.
So we see that.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So we're happy when they win. Well, that Celtics team 2 years ago that beat the Sixers, that was a very Celtics team. They didn't have an abundance of talent. They just beat
they
the Sixers.
They didn't
even
have their best player. The best player was injured.
The addition by subtraction.
I think it was their two best players. I think Hayward and Kyrie were out.
Hayward was not in. That's correct.
And I don't think Kyrie played that year.
Kyrie didn't play that series.
Yeah.
No, they won with Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum and who's the
it was,
Baines or whatever
it was,
his name
and
is.
Terry Rozier and those guys.
Marcus Smart.
Marcus Smart,
oh,
yeah.
God, I hate those. But see, like, this Celtics team, that Celtics team is equivalent to some of the Celtics teams of the 80s. Just a bunch of rats, you know what I mean? Like, who would like them? But yet, it just kind of flies under the radar. This Celtics team's very hateable. Marcus Smart, he's terrible, Marcus Smart.
Is one of the Morris twins still there?
No, he went to...
went to the Knicks, I think.
Went to the Knicks. Yeah, he was a hate. Even being a Philly guy,
he was a hateable dude.
Right?
Hateable dude. He's a Philly guy. He's a Philly kid.
But as a Celtic...
He is not a hateable dude.
As a Celtic, he's a tough dude. Like, you just can't... He's going to play you hard.
He's trying to bully the Philly players.
Exactly.
Y'all ain't Philly tough. I'm Philly tough.
Let's go to Nate in Camden. Nate, how are you?
Hey, good morning. Good afternoon, fellas. How you guys doing?
Hi,
what's
Nate.
Up, Nate?
Real quick, I just want to tell you, man, back in the day, I had my own version of Ike Juice before I sat down and watched the Boston Celtics or the Eagles or the Cowboys, whoever.
Right.
Anybody that wore the opposite jersey or the opposite team, we don't like you. We don't care about you. I was so glad Doc grabbed that man's throat.
Yep.
I wanted to just rip his head off after he got done. But let me tell you this. After that, after saying all that, Joel, grow a pair, grow up, get a life, man. It's for real. We bleed, we die, we love our teams.
Yeah.
That's all there is to it. You know, either you're going to do it or you're not going to do it. If you're making too much money, hey, think about that guy across the room that wants to take your plate from you or your two-piece as you do with your son.
Yeah.
And, you know, let him think about that. Hey, man, you're going to have that fried chicken dinner you want to have tonight.
Right.
So this guy just took your meal out of your hand. So just think about that, man. We all work hard for our money, but we enjoy our sports even more.
No,
you guys
no,
have
no.
a blessing.
Thank you, Nate. Yep, thank you, brother. And yeah,
good call.
Listen, Joel has to realize you can't be up there throwing a pity party for yourself, man. Stop it. Stop it.
Yeah, I mean,
like, come on, man.
No, it's ridiculous.
Yeah,
I mean, it's his behavior is ridiculous. It's been ridiculous for a long time. It was ridiculous last year. It was supposed to be something that was at least worked on. He's making no progress because he doesn't care to make progress. He doesn't think anything's wrong. Now he said, oh, you know, I'm not as good because, you know, they told me I have to be more mature and I can't have fun out there. I mean, come on, man. That is so pathetic. He is so pathetic for saying that.
Yeah, you can't. You can't. Yeah, come on, big dog. Yeah,
pathetic.
Yeah, you're supposed to be a big dog in the league, man. Come on, man.
He's not a wide receiver.
Right.
He's not a point guard. That he's a Kyrie Irving that we know is a big baby. Yeah. He's 7'1". He's chiseled.
You're a big dog, man.
Come on, man. You're the best player in the league.
Yeah, I got to be concerned about your feelings. Oh, you can't have fun. Come on, man.
Balling his eyes out in the girlfriend's head. I mean, Jesus. Our Twitter question, Mark's Jewelers, Route 309 in Montgomeryville, online is marks-jewelers.com. It's the big night tonight, men's night at Mark's Jewelers. I'll be up there buying presents for my my family coming up at about 7 o'clock. Check it out. But, I mean, do you miss the great Philly rivalries, right? Everybody agrees that they aren't the same as they used to be. Maybe some people don't. But do you really miss them? And when we're reminiscing like this, I do. But also, like, that was then and this is now. You don't need to have the same. There's a reason why those rivalries existed when they existed, right? You didn't have access to watching every game. You didn't have access to every team. You didn't have internet. You didn't have league pass. You didn't have red zone. You didn't have a ticket. You watched whatever game was on 3, 6, or 10, and that's what you watched, right? So that's why you had the rivalries. Sports is different, and it's okay, right? Like, I miss Veterans Stadium, too. I don't need Veterans Stadium anymore. That should never happen again.
Yeah, I don't need that. Yeah.
No, you actually experienced playing on Veterans.
No, I don't want the accommodations to go backwards. Yeah, no, we're in a new age now.
But Veterans Stadium is like rivalries, right? Like
well, it helped breed. They, you know, being in that environment certainly helped it. Yeah,
yeah, that's like, and we love it. That's a part of our history. But the world changes, and now you can't just sneak cases of beer and bottles of booze in the games and get in the fights, and nothing happened to you. That doesn't happen anymore, nor should it happen anymore. Right. And rivalries are, it was great when it did happen, but like, honestly, if we weren't even talking about it today, I wouldn't even think twice about it. I don't miss it.
Yeah. See, that's the thing. I do miss it, man. I think that's what made sports fun. I mean, I think we still found, we've adapted and sort of, you know, some of us have just said, you know what, I just live game by game, year by year, you know. Players, they come and go, so I don't get as attached
to... That's what I do.
Yeah, I don't get as attached to certain players. And even from the opposing teams, the players come and go, so I don't have enough time to build up the animosity and the anger.
Free agency is certainly
done. You know, and so people just... I wish it were still there. And I think free agency is a big part of it, so and you certainly don't want to get rid of free agency. I'm certainly unhappy that free agency is here, but man, I think that has taken away some of that character of being a sports fan. It just has. I just think it's taking it away.
Totally.
And people try to act as if they still care, but they really don't.
But see, like with me,
losses don't stick with most people the same way it used to. Now, there are some diehards that, man, it takes you 5-6 days to get over Eagles loss.
It's not the same.
For a lot of other people, by Monday, they've moved on to something else.
But like to that point, I wouldn't buy a Daily News until Wednesday, at the earliest, if the Eagles lost the game.
Right.
I didn't want to read about it. I didn't want to look at the box score. Right. I didn't want to read about anything else. I just forgot that it happened until Wednesday. Then I'd be like, all right, maybe I'll buy a Daily News today.
And now you're ready to flip to the next week.
Right.
The next game coming, yeah.
But now it's kind of just like, yeah, you're pissed.
Yeah.
And then you kind of over it, right? See, here's what I do.
I usually didn't want to watch highlight shows when the Eagles lost.
No, never. Never. No, never. No, you just stay away
from it. Now I still watch them because I got fantasy lineups to check.
But to your point, instead of hating on other teams and having rivalries with other teams, I kind of pick and choose who I want to hate because my hate hasn't changed. The direction of my hate's changed, right? I hate players and I hate teams, but it changes, right? Like I've been big anti-Philip Rivers for the last couple of years because I think he's a total fraud and he's not as good as a lot of people say. You know, like I go after players and then I kind of root against those teams, right? Like now and same thing with teams that I like. Now I want Kansas City because I want Andy and I like Pat Mahomes, right? I like John Harbaugh in Baltimore, so I kind of pick and choose depending on the year.
Now, that has changed for me. I don't have the venom for players as much as I used to. I just don't.
Really?
No, I don't. I may root against.
Well, you're also a former player, which I think is.
I mean, even in the other sports, man, everybody that listened to me all these years, they know I was a big LeBron hater for years. I don't even hate LeBron as much anymore. I don't.
Yeah, what happened to you, Ike?
I mean, because I just, you know.
You get old, man.
Yeah, that's what it is. That's pretty much what it is.
What is going on here?
You get old. You don't hate LeBron anymore? You know what it is?
You realize he's better than Kobe?
The Lakers are really good.
No. No, I just don't have – I don't even – no, listen, here's the thing. I don't even watch basketball as much as I used to.
Me neither.
I don't have hate for – I don't have energy for that. I don't have time for that. It doesn't matter.
Jack, do you?
All I care about is the teams here winning. That's all I care about. Yeah. I don't care about hating on other teams unless it affects our teams.
I root against other guys all the time.
I don't.
Jack,
I don't,
do you?
I don't care anymore.
I root against other guys, sure.
I root for, like, the rivalries between, like, the players on my team and, like...
Oh, you
so
do?
Like, Donovan Mitchell I can't stand because of his thing versus the Sixers and the Ben. I can't stand Nikola Jokic because of his thing versus Embiid.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
When I was, what, you're 24 now?
Five.
When I was 25, I was the same way. He's not going to be that way when he's 46 years old.
It's an age thing.
Of course it's an age thing because that's what matters to him right now. He didn't have kids. He ain't worried about a damn 401k plan. He's not worried about mortgages.
What's my excuse?
He's just sitting in front of a damn TV hating on Washington Nationals and all types of other athletes around.
But that is an interesting point, though, because I was thinking about the Bryce Harper thing. Like,
I don't have time for that anymore.
Nationals fans definitely hate Bryce Harper, right?
Well, he's hated nationally.
Right, which is...
Let's face it.
Which is fine. When was the last time a Philly athlete left here and we had vitriol towards him?
Roland.
Well, T.O.
T.O.
Oh, yeah, T.O. for sure, yeah. I can't think of anybody else.
But see, that's the thing. It's like there hasn't really been Jimmy Butler.
If Harper was here, drafted as the savior of our franchise, and he left and won a World Series, or we won a World Series else, like here, we would be laughing at Bryce Harper all the way.
Right.
Which is what Nationals fans are doing now. And it would make the Philly Nationals thing real. Here, it's like, I don't know. Like Bryce is our guy, you know?
888-729-9494. Marks and Reese. 888-729-9494. Brian Scalabrine. Who said he's the, you could put a poster up of the Celtics. That's Brian Scalabrine. He's coming up at 3 o'clock. We'll talk about Sixers and Celtics. Talk about this rivalry too. And think, what does he think about Joel Embiid? What does he think about his season so far?
See, I don't have to hate LeBron. I got him as a top five player. What else do I need to do? One of the five best players ever.
Yeah. See,
it's like five.
I still, guys that I don't like for whatever reason, I just like this
just
year was
hold on to it.
This year was Odell Beckham.
Right.
I was rooting for that to fail. It did. And now I actually feel bad for him because I don't think he's a bad guy. I just think he's a crazy wide receiver that in the right spot could actually work. Now I'm actually being like,
Now you want Odell here?
You know how I am with not liking me guys, but maybe in the right spot. Anyway.
Yeah, I'm not ready to think about Odell yet.
888-729-9494. It's Marks and Reese. Coming up next.
I can see that backfiring in a year and a half.
Absolutely. Speaking of Joel Embiid, he responds today to Charles Barkley and Shaquille O'Neal. Wait till you hear this. Marks and Reese on 94WIP.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.